Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We are just hours away from the big Carolina Hurricanes Fan Fest, and there is a lot happening right here as people are gearing up for the big event. Coming up, we're going to tell you about the event that's going to be taking place ahead of the outdoor stadium game.
And taking a live look at the storm tracker, Anthony Baglione headed west on I-40. Already some sprinkles on the windshield here in Raleigh. That rain headed our way, and Anthony will help you through your morning commute.
Plus, what Duke Energy crews told the WRAL breaking news tracker caused thousands of homes to lose power overnight. Luckily, a lot of those back with the power on this morning. We'll have that update for you. Thanks for joining us on your Friday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is good to have you along here as those raindrops are starting to fall in the triangle. And Elizabeth Gardner has that look right now. This is, this has been interesting to follow. This is why we tell people to keep checking back with us, right? Because it's happening now.
It is right now. Again, taking a look at the storm tracker, Anthony Baglione and Ed Wilson heading west on I-40 toward Durham right now. A few sprinkles on the windshield. That rain's really starting to move into the northern part of Durham County and parts of Alamance and Orange counties, all along the I-85 corridor and up into Mecklenburg County, Virginia. But it's all moving eastward. Everyone's going to see the rain shortly. Of course, the closer you are to the triangle, the quicker you're going to see it. If you're in our eastern counties, it may be closer to 10 or 11 o'clock before it arrives for you are. But again, if you're heading westward toward Durham or even west of Durham or up I-85, you're going to start running into some of that rain. It's been raining in Roxborough for about an hour and a half already, and you can see the wet conditions there. Here's a look at our front that is bringing the rain across the mountains and into our part of North Carolina. Ahead of the front, we're seeing a strong flow coming up from the south. So it's warm and it's windy. We take a look at our increasing chances for rain as we get through the morning hours. We'll pause it right here at lunchtime. Scattered rain. Some of this could be heavy at times. It remains scattered through the afternoon. Here's 2:30, 3 o'clock. For the most part, that rain should be tapering off around mid-afternoon at the Triangle. And, of course, I know that's important for folks who are hoping to head downtown to FanFest to celebrate the big outdoor hockey game. We'll see the rain finally moving out of the eastern part of our viewing area around the time of the evening commute. 68 right now in downtown Raleigh. There's look at the big Ferris wheel, one of the stages on Fayetteville Street for FanFest. Look at this wind. This wind is really picking up. It's steady right now at 26, and we're gusting even higher than that. And I'll show you those wind gusts coming up in just a few minutes. Temperatures currently anywhere from the low to mid 60s. We're even 68 degrees right now in the Triangle. We'll hold the temperatures in the 60s until the front passes. As the rain ends, we'll begin to fall into the 50s, and it will be a quick cool down, Brian.
It is 8:03 right now. We are watching the current road conditions model. Where you see that bright green, that's where we're seeing the wettest roads. And we're starting to see a lot of that in Durham and just starting to push into Wake County. Let's check in with meteorologist Anthony Baglione and the WRAL storm tracker this morning on I-40 in Raleigh. How's it looking, Anthony?
Brian, at this point, thankfully, the roads are looking fairly good here where we're at. We're on I-40 headed toward Durham. But let's show you here what's going on outside, because even in the past 5 or 10 minutes or so, we've seen a few of the light sprinkles kind of on the windshield. But you notice right now roads are in pretty good shape right here. We are headed, though, toward Durham, where we anticipate a big time difference, though, with some heavier rain pushing in. I'd say pack the umbrella. Just take it slow here this morning. Everyone is going to be talking about the rainfall. We'll, of course, be continuing to track it here in the WRAL storm tracker this morning. But Brian, like I said, just light sprinkles right now here headed toward Durham.
Thanks for that update, Anthony. As we check in around the Triangle, we have very light traffic volume this morning. That's good news. We're not going to be dealing with a lot of cars on the road when that rain really starts to fall around Wake County, at least. As we check in with those sensor readings, no delays coming in from Garner. We are watching some backups, though, heading into downtown Raleigh on McDowell Street. We have a report of a disabled vehicle right around Martin Street. Delays begin around the Western MLK interchange, and they extend up toward the Nash Square area. Consider using Wilmington Street as a good alternate route coming in from the south this morning. Also, just getting reports of a crash, it appears, on 40 westbound right around the US 1 interchange. Working to get some details about that. And in the past couple of minutes, a report of a crash on the around the 440 Wake Forest Road interchange. Again, working to pinpoint an exact location for you. All your major routes looking fine heading into Raleigh, and in Durham and Chapel Hill, Hillsborough, despite the wet roads, traffic is flowing nicely.
All right, thank you, Brian. We are one day away from one of the biggest sporting events Raleigh has ever seen. The Carolina Hurricanes will play the Washington Capitals at Carter-Finley Stadium. And today, a free fan fest is happening in downtown Raleigh. WRL's Naya Harden has been there all morning long telling us what we can expect, Naya.
You know, now we're starting to see the vendors come out. They're setting up. Take a look at this. This is really unique. It just looks like a tent here. But inside, well, that's lots of paint. And that's because here, a flick of the wrist is going to be allowing people to dress up in full body suit so they can get inside and they'll be able to paint, right? You said they're going to be able to paint in here.
Yes, come out and splatter paint. Get your canvas set up on your easel. Come out. It's going to be lights, music. It's going to be a whole vibe.
Are you excited about the Carolina Hurricanes?
I'm very excited about the Carolina Hurricanes. Especially the outdoor games. I think it's a great idea. I think it's going to be dope.
We've got lots of stuff happening. You can, again, paint. You can take on the itsy bitsy Ferris wheel if you want to. And also the Hurricanes are going to be having some of their alumni here. You can get a picture with the Stanley Cup, play street hockey, and they're going to have live music, food trucks, a drone light show, and to top it all off, the fireworks are going to end the night out. This is going to be from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., so make sure you bring everybody out for this big free event, and we'll continue to cover it for you if you decide to stay at home. But who wouldn't want to do that? Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Good fun, and that fun will spread right up the road here. Thousands of Canes fans expected into the parking lot and into PNC Arena's area. The NHL pregame fan fest will be going on there from 2 to 7, and then they will be going into Carter-Finley Stadium, where you are looking live right now. That's at 8 o'clock. You do have to have a ticket for some of the pregame events that are in the parking lot. The parking is first come, first serve. Expect a lot of traffic and delays in that area. Ahead in our next half hour, WRAL's Kenan Willard will show us what we can expect.
I'm Michael Grace from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Clayton, where as you can see behind me, power back on this morning in this neighborhood and other neighborhoods across Wake and Johnson County after over 10,000 people were without it, according to Duke Energy's outage map. Now, I had a chance to speak with some of the Duke Energy workers. They say there was a problem with the substation. And check out this video I managed to get with my phone of that substation that they were repairing before the crews left. Werger said there was an outage at the substation itself, which caused the rest of the outages in the surrounding areas of Wake and Johnson County, but they were able to get that all fixed up at around 1 in the morning. And the good news is all of those neighborhoods now have power going into the weekend. In Clayton, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Deliberations get back underway this morning in the trial of a former Goldsboro teacher accused of molesting students more than 20 years ago. 53-year-old Warren Riley is charged with several counts of taking indecent liberties with a child. Riley was a teacher at Faith Christian Academy in Wayne County and was arrested in August of 2020. His attorneys say he didn't know about the allegations for more than 20 years and denies them outright. The trial lasted several weeks. The jury began considering a verdict on Tuesday.
Pfizer is calling the death of a visitor at its plant in Rocky Mount a, quote, tragic accident. It happened sometime before 7 o'clock last night near the facility's loading docks on Wesleyan Boulevard. The WRL Breaking News Tracker learned the accident involved an 18-wheeler and killed one person. Pfizer said that person was a business visitor, not an employee. They have not identified that person or said what caused the death.
You might come across some congestion this morning if you're headed on Highway 70 Business in Clayton. Police say a crash near Robertson Street and Amelia Church Road knocked out the traffic signals last night. It's right by Clayton High School. Officers put up barricades and blocked the left turn lanes as the crews worked there to repair the signals. Police say it could take into this afternoon before the issue is fixed. It's not clear what led up to the crash.
National civil rights attorney Ben Crump says the Raleigh police officers involved in the deadly arrest of Darrell Williams should be fired. Crump is representing Williams' family and says they want manslaughter charges against those officers. He called their conduct torture, accusing officers of continuing to use a taser on Williams after he said he had heart problems. Police reports say Williams had resisted arrest. The local police union representing two of the officers says more information is needed, but Crump disagrees.
We hear from everybody, well, why didn't he just comply? We can offer you thousands of videos where white citizens didn't comply and they didn't end up dead.
We don't know what kind of drugs or alcohol were in the system. I think it's completely irresponsible for someone to make that kind of claim before the investigation is even complete.
In body camera video of the arrest, an officer said he found a dollar bill on Williams with a substance that had the appearance of cocaine.
Happening now, a terminal at one of the busiest airports in the country is closed. It is not affecting flights out of RDU International, at least for now. Officials at JFK in New York say an electrical issue knocked out power to a terminal there. Other terminals are being used to accommodate any affected flights.
Coming up, there's new hope to treat the type of dementia affecting actor Bruce Willis. Just ahead, the progress one local expert says we're making in fighting the disease. Plus,
I don't know how long he stood there. Probably, I mean, he shot at least 15 shots.
A professor at Michigan State shares the terrifying moments the gunman opened fire in his classroom this week. That story is ahead in our next half hour.
Band of rain moving into our viewing area right now. We've been tracking this one for at least a week, starting to move toward the Triangle area. A little bit of rain in Durham and Chapel Hill. I'll show you the timeline for when the rain arrives where you are coming up.
Is the time right now on your Friday morning. The clouds, they have rolled in. This is a live look at North Hills here for you this morning. Good morning to you. And looking west, that is the direction those clouds are rolling in. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Those raindrops behind you.
Yeah, meteorologist Anthony Baglione with Ed Wilson in the storm tracker right now. Just now starting to see some pretty big raindrops hitting the windshield. They're heading through Durham on I-40, heading toward Chapel Hill, and it's starting to pick up there. So certainly from Durham westward, if you're along I-40 or even up I-85, you're starting to run into some of that rain. Fortunately, it has waited until, you know, 8:15 to really start to pick up across parts of our viewing area. So we've been pretty fortunate with that. Let's zoom in, and you can see plenty of rain up here in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, all the way down I-85, looking at Henderson, Oxford, Roxborough, all seeing rain right now. And then we head down closer to the Triangle area, and it's been a little bit patchy, kind of on and off between Chapel Hill and Durham, but that line is continuing to push eastward. It's likely to make it into the Raleigh area in the next hour or so, seeing some rain on and off in Siler City, and we'll head down to the south, beginning to see a little bit of rain now in the northern part of Moore County. So it's creeping on in, and it's likely to be with us at least through the middle of the afternoon. Here's Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill, again, starting to look a little bit damp on the roads right now, but I'm seeing people walking around without their umbrellas. I think that rain will start to pick up in intensity, though, soon. Here comes the cold front sweeping into North Carolina, bringing that rain with it. And you can see here on Futurecast that shower, those showers moving on through. Easily by lunchtime, almost everybody's seeing the rain. There'll be pockets of it heavy at times, and it starts to taper off a little bit once we get into the middle of the afternoon. It may linger into the evening in some of our eastern counties. Once the rain moves through, the very warm temperatures that are with us will start to drop as our skies clear. How much rainfall are we talking about? A quarter of an inch to a half an inch on average, depending on where you are. And of course, a lot of folks hoping to head down to the Fan Fest to celebrate the Hurricanes outdoor hockey game tomorrow. It's definitely going to be nice and warm, but windy with gusts this morning up to 30 miles per hour. And of course, it starts at 11. The rain could be with us through the middle of the afternoon. Once the rain ends, temperatures are going to drop quickly into the 50s and eventually into the 40s. If you're there as things are wrapping up, temperatures will be into the 40s. So a little bit of rain gear, something to keep you warm later on this afternoon. Now, Saturday will be nice and bright. All the pregame festivities, temperatures will be in the low to mid 50s. Game time, a cloud or two, but nice and dry, and temperatures will be in the 40s. So you want to bundle up. It's going to feel like winter. The only day this week that's really going to feel like winter. After that, we're above normal again on Sunday, nearly 70 for President's Day. And on Thursday, we could see our first 80-degree day of the year. Brian?
It is 8:16 right now. I want to take you out to I-40 at Airport Boulevard. Not really seeing very wet conditions out there just yet. Anthony Baglione reporting that he's seen some sprinkles there on the western side of Raleigh. The more significant rain is falling back toward Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough, but it is heading toward Wake County, and it'll be here before you know it. Again, the good news this morning is that we're not seeing very heavy traffic volume. We haven't seen any delays this morning with congestion on 40 westbound around the Clayton Bypass. It's a smooth ride right now all the way out toward the US 1 interchange and beyond. There's a report of a crash on 40 westbound right around that US 1 interchange, heading away from Gorman Street out toward US 1 and 440, but not seeing huge delays at this point. Some good news in downtown Raleigh. That earlier disabled vehicle on McDowell Street right around Martin Street at Nash Square has cleared. Still seeing a little bit of a lingering delay between the MLK Western interchange out towards South Street, but that is clearing up quickly. Still have that crash reported up around 440 at Wake Forest Road, but I'm not seeing any delays with it. I don't think it's a very big deal at all. I have heard about a crash in the past minute or so on MLK right around Peyton Street there on the southeast side of Raleigh. Working to get some details about that. Around the rest of the triangle, still looking fine on our major routes. As I mentioned, no delays coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound. As you head from 42 up to the Beltline split, it is wide open.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, we're going to take you live to these pictures right now out of Germany, where the German Security Conference is underway. And Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky addressing world leaders this morning. He talked about the Donbas region and the fight to regain control of that region in eastern Ukraine. He was also asked about Belarus and the use by Russia to use Belarus to possibly attack Ukraine from that particular border. He was asked about the hope for his country. And, of course, he expressed hope of his country fighting this war and eventually prevailing. Vice President Kamala Harris and a congressional delegation all attending this conference here, the German Security Conference. We'll keep monitoring it here in the WRL Live Center.
All right. Thank you, Ken. New on Fox 50, R. Kelly could be facing another quarter century in prison. Federal prosecutors just asked a judge to add 25 years onto the R&B singer's sentence for child pornography. He was convicted on those charges last year in Chicago and will be formally sentenced next Thursday. He's already serving 30 years in prison on charges out of New York. R. Kelly is 56 years old. If this new sentence is added, he'll be 100 before he's released from prison.
WREL is highlighting local resources for people suffering from dementia. The disease is in the spotlight again after actor Bruce Willis announced his diagnosis. The Dementia Alliance of North Carolina provides groups for and support for groups of families and education as well. Heather Hooper is the executive director, and she said the form of dementia Bruce Willis has, known as FTD, doesn't usually get much attention. The Association for FTD reports around 60,000 cases in the U.S. The brain condition causes people to have problems with processing language, speaking, and making decisions. Hooper has hope, though, for fighting this.
There's so many drugs that are in the pipeline that are very exciting. And so our hope is this just renewed interest in dementia and dementia drug development, therapy development, and that attracts, you know, more scientists to the field. So we want to continue that enthusiasm.
And Willis's form is the most common form of dementia. The Dementia Alliance of North Carolina has a fundraiser walk coming up April 16th.
Newly unsealed documents show hosts on Fox News did not believe accusations about election fraud in the 2020 election, even while pushing them to their audience. This is all part of a $1.5 billion defamation lawsuit against the network filed by Dominion Voting Systems. They show texts from Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and Sean Hannity showed they didn't believe claims of fraud made by guests on their shows. Former President Trump and his legal team have repeatedly made those claims without evidence. Fox News has called the lawsuit against it, quote, an assault on the First Amendment.
Friends of Durham Library Organization is hosting a book sale today and tomorrow. That sale is happening at the Books Among Friends store on South Roxborough Street. It'll be open tonight from 4 to 7 for members only, with memberships available at the door. You can sign right up while you're there. Tomorrow's hours, 10 to 4. All proceeds from the sale will go toward programming at the library.
The new Ant-Man sequel arrived at theaters at midnight, and a classic video game is the premise of a new spy thriller. Here's David Daniel with today's Hollywood Minute.
I'm the man who can give you the one thing you want.
The new Ant-Man movie is looking for a big opening weekend. The forecast website Box Office Pro predicts Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania will be the first Ant-Man movie to debut with more than $100 million in North American ticket sales. It's the first Marvel movie to hit theaters since Black Panther: Wakanda Forever in November.
It's poetry, art, and math all working in magical synchronicity. It's the perfect game.
Tetris?
Tetris.
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 I don't get it.
If you thought you knew Tetris, think again. Here's a look at the first trailer for the movie Tetris, a Cold War spy thriller starring Taron Egerton. He plays an entrepreneur obsessed with the game who travels to the Soviet Union to acquire the rights to what he's sure will be a sales blockbuster. Sorry. Tetris debuts on Apple TV Plus on March 31st. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
For those of you with iPhones, get ready for another round of new emojis. Apple just shared the ones planned with its soon-to-arrive update. There will be 31 new emojis here, some of them here, including the shaking face, a pink heart, two pushing hands, maracas, and the conda symbol of the Sikh faith. Keep in mind, these could change before the new update is released. I like the goose there and the jellyfish. That's cute. Apple hasn't said when that will happen. Jeff, you have an iPhone, right?
I do. I thought we had the goose. I thought that thing was already there. Was there like a hand, like talk to the hand like that?
I think there is. I think that's already a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Back with plenty more after this.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Time now is 8:26 on your Friday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We are tracking some rain moving into the area. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here. Just a couple sprinkles in Raleigh right now.
It's coming, though. Take a look at this. You can see the rain all up and down the I-85 corridor and down into the Sandhills already. All of this is pushing eastward. Everybody's going to see this rain this morning, tapering off in the early to middle part of the afternoon. You can see the showers in Durham, Henderson, Oxford, Roxborough, all the way down through Chatham County and into Moore County right now. Here's a look at Chapel Hill. As a matter of fact, this changed just in the last 5 minutes. I pulled this up and it didn't look too bad. And now it's pouring there and you can see people with their umbrellas. So be ready for that. It's warm out there this morning. Temperatures are in the mid to upper 60s. It is windy. Our best chance of rain will happen from now all the way through the middle of the afternoon. Then temperatures will drop into the 50s. Brian?
I just want to head back to radar and show you where the WRAL storm tracker is right now. It's in Chapel Hill. I want to take you to live pictures from the storm tracker, and you can see the rain there falling on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard heading back toward Chapel Hill. We'll get an update from meteorologist Anthony Baglione coming up in just a few minutes on Fox 50, but certainly want to slow down on those wet roads. Back to the map right now. We have very light traffic volume all over the triangle, and we're following just a couple of crashes at the moment. One at I-40 westbound at US 1. Not seeing any big delays with that one. Also look out for a crash at Wake Forest Road at St. Albans Drive just north of the Beltline.
Thank you, Brian. Expect road closures and delays this weekend if you're in or around Raleigh, where you are looking live right now. Carolina Hurricanes Fan Fest kicks off at 11 o'clock this morning along Fayetteville Street downtown. There's another Fan Fest at 2 o'clock tomorrow at PNC. And coming up next on Fox 50, State Auditor Beth Wood speaks only on WREL about her hit and run charge. And then ahead on today, the best mattress sales this President's Day weekend.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Now on Fox 50, team coverage as we count down to one of the biggest sporting events Raleigh has ever seen. WRAL's Nye Hardin and Keenan Willard have what you need to know as celebrations begin today ahead of the NHL Stadium Series matchup.
And it's a messy drive through Chapel Hill this morning. Take a look at Storm Tracker. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione will talk to us coming up about conditions that we're seeing on the roads this morning.
And the power is back on now after more than 10,000 customers were knocked offline last night. What Duke Energy says is to blame for those blackouts. Thankfully, they are up and running once again here at 8:30, and we're glad you're making us part of your routine. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Well, this view behind us, it doesn't look too bad here in Raleigh, but the rain, it is moving in. Mm-hmm.
coming into the area. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with that ground proof. We have it. We also have radar proof there. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to hear from Anthony in just a few minutes. But you can see the rain from the Triangle area northward and westward. We're seeing plenty of rain up and down the I-85 corridor, back down through the Sand Hills, including Chatham County. So it's definitely a wet trip if you're headed west or north from Raleigh. But this rain will spread all across the viewing area. Everybody's going to see some of this, maybe a quarter to a half an inch as we get through the day today. We'll zoom in. You can see that rain moving through Durham and Chapel Hill, getting ready to ease right on into Wake County here, most likely in the next 30 minutes or so. Here's a live look at Chapel Hill, and you can see people with their umbrellas, windshield wipers really going there on Franklin and Columbia streets. Here's our front. We've been tracking this front for several days, knowing that it was coming. Our timeline is still pretty much right on. We'll watch this rain spreading across the viewing area. By lunchtime, there's the potential for everybody to have seen at least a little bit of light patchy rain. It continues to hang around through the middle of the afternoon in the Triangle area and into the late afternoon in some of our eastern counties. It's a warm start out there this morning, and it is windy. Take a live look at downtown Raleigh. This is where Fan Fest is getting ready to kick off at 11. It's going to be wet at that point. This is one of the stages on a hill in the middle of downtown Raleigh, 68 degrees. And of course, we're looking at a southwest wind at 26 miles per hour. So very windy out there on Fayetteville Street. Our temperatures are in the upper 60s in Raleigh right now. We're going to hold it in the 60s until the middle of the afternoon. And as the rain ends, the temperatures will fall into the 50s. Brian?
Here at 8:32, we are watching those wet roads this morning. Here's a look at radar in the western half of the Triangle area, seeing the wettest conditions. We're watching the WRAL storm tracker on the map here in Chapel Hill. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione there. Looks like you're downtown in Chapel Hill. Anthony, how's it looking?
Brian, it's interesting because if you're watching in a place like Fayetteville or our eastern counties, you're probably thinking, okay, where is the rainfall? This is where it's at right now. We're in downtown Chapel Hill. It is headed toward most of our viewing area. This is going to shortly push to the east, and everyone's talking rainfall this morning. As you said, we are in downtown Chapel Hill. The roads are certainly wet. It's not necessarily pouring right now. We've gone through a couple different rounds of rain where we had the sprinkles closer to Raleigh and then a heavier shower before Chapel Hill. And now it's just kind of light to moderate rainfall. Take it slow this morning. You should be good to go, but definitely the windshield wipers are going. We're seeing the showers here definitely a little bit more intense, though, than in a place like Raleigh. But, Brian, we do anticipate this pushing to the east, so we'll continue to track it here in the WRAL Storm Tracker this morning. But for now, we'll send it back to you in the studio.
Thanks for that live update, Anthony. Let's take a look at our sensors this morning. We're picking up some delays in South Durham. We have a crash reported on 40 eastbound right around the Highway 55 interchange. Looks like the left lane is blocked right now. We're seeing about a 10-minute delay as you come in from Chapel Hill back towards South Durham this morning. Consider using 54 as a good alternate route. A minor crash reported on Wake Forest Road at St. Albans Drive, just north of the Beltline in Raleigh. We also have a crash in Southeast Raleigh at Peyton Street at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Seeing a little bit of a delay there, but it looks like we're not seeing big backups through that area. Very light traffic volume through the Triangle. I-40 looking good all the way through Wake County in both directions. 540 also looks fine on the north side of Raleigh.
We are one day away from a huge years-in-the-making sporting event in Raleigh. The Carolina Hurricanes face off against the Washington Capitals outdoors at Carter-Finley Stadium. And today, a free fan fest is happening outdoors in downtown Raleigh. WRL's Naya Harden is there with what we can expect.
No wind or rain is going to stop the Caniacs fans from coming out and supporting their team. We know that there's a lot of stuff to do out here, including this big Ferris wheel in downtown Raleigh. This free event is going to kick off the outdoor game and celebrate 25 years of the organization. Beginning at 11 o'clock this morning, you'll be able to meet the Hurricanes alumni, get your picture with the Stanley Cup, play some street hockey, and they've got live music, food trucks, a drone light show, and to top it all off, fireworks at the end of the night. Now, tonight is going to end at 9 o'clock, and we'll continue to be here throughout the day to show you how things are happening. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And still ahead of the big game tomorrow night, thousands of fans are going to pack into the parking lot at PNC Arena, part of the pregame schedule ahead of the matchup at Carter-Finley Stadium, where they're putting the finishing touches on it right now. This is a live look. You must have a game ticket to get into some of the pregame festivities in the parking lot. In the next 15 minutes, WRL's Keenan Willard will show us what we can expect ahead of tomorrow's events right there outside the stadium.
Power is back on this morning across Wake and Johnston counties after a widespread outage overnight. More than 10,000 homes lost electricity. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker spoke to Duke Energy crews who say this was a technical issue at a nearby substation. They restored power around 1 o'clock this morning. Students at Hillside High School in Durham are on a remote learning day today. School leaders say this is intended to be a healing day for students after that shooting near campus last week left one student dead and another hurt. A funeral service was held yesterday for the student who was killed, 17-year-old Anthony Feaster. Police have not made any arrests.
Five former police officers charged in the deadly arrest of Tyree Nichols in Memphis will make their first court appearance today. The men face charges of second-degree murder, assault, kidnapping, and more. They are all out on bond. The officers were fired last month after investigators say they beat him to death after a traffic stop. Memphis Police Chief Sarilyn Davis, who previously led the Durham Police Department, says their actions were not justified.
Michigan State University sports teams will return to competitions today, but classes are still canceled after Monday's mass shooting on campus. Memorials to the three students who were killed are growing. Officials say the five who were hurt are showing signs of improvement in the hospital. This morning, we're hearing from a professor who is teaching when that gunman opened fire inside his classroom. He recalled seeing the shooter enter.
When you see someone who's totally masked, you don't see their face, you don't see their hands, you don't see, it was like seeing a robot. It was like seeing something not human standing there.
Two of his students, Ariel Anderson and Alexandria Werner, were killed. The third victim, Brian Frazier, was shot at the student union. Police now say the shooter bought the gun he used legally, but he never registered it. They say there was nothing in place to stop him from buying it because he had only previously pleaded guilty to misdemeanor crimes. The gunman took his own life after the shooting.
State Auditor Beth Wood is speaking only on WRAL for the first time since her hit-and-run case went public. We've followed this story closely for weeks. Back on December 8th, Wood left a holiday party, and police say she crashed her state-issued vehicle into a parked car in downtown Raleigh. She apologized for leaving the scene with the car still running. We've tried for weeks to talk to Wood and get a comment on why she left, if she had been drinking that night, and why she kept driving a state vehicle despite warnings not to. When we asked her in person, she pointed the blame at the media.
Can you talk to us?
Mark, here's the deal. It never works to talk to you guys, no matter what I say, no matter how I try to tell it. It never comes out in the media the way I say it. So for 15 years, I have figured out that talking to y'all doesn't work for me. So I'm just not going to do that.
Now, we should note we have been welcomed to her office to discuss her audits many times in the past 15 years, but not after these hit and run charges. Her case is due back in court next month.
New this morning, the Carolina Mudcats could be moving to Wilson. Wilson City Council approved a partnership with the team last night to explore possibilities for a stadium. Local leaders say they have several sites under consideration. The ballpark would also be a venue for outdoor concerts, other sporting events, festivals, and community events. The Mudcats have played at five county stadiums in Zebulon since 1991.
Another Wake County town is taking steps today toward a big makeover of its own downtown. A groundbreaking is planned for the Rollsville Main Street project at 101 North Main Street. The town has plans to add mixed-use developments and more improvements to that area. Town leaders say the project will promote safety, walkability, and bikeability on Main Street. Work is expected to last nearly 2 years.
It's a pledge not to abandon the community reeling from the toxic aftermath of a train derailment.
I'm very clear when I say as long as it takes.
Just ahead, North Carolina's Michael Reagan responds as he represents the federal government after that disaster in Ohio.
As this weather rolls in, some preps going on the ice here inside Carter Finley in advance of tomorrow's Stadium Series game. But they're also preparing for a fan fest to draw thousands of people. We'll walk you through the traffic impact that could be a result.
As Keenan mentioned, that rain is starting to fall in our area. This is a live look straight down Salem Street in Apex. It's not going to last all weekend, but you want to see the 7-day forecast that's up next.
not the best day for some golf. As you look live at Pinehurst, you can see the rain coming down there, hitting our live camera network. There is somebody walking out there. They're probably going to want to get the umbrella because rain is in our area. It is slowly moving in. It's just started raining behind me here at Dick's Park as well. We saw some raindrops coming down. Elizabeth has the weather truck out there with Anthony. It's coming down.
It is, especially from the Triangle area westward. Everybody's going to see the rain before we get to through the next several hours. So again, meteorologist Anthony Baglione out here moving from Chapel Hill down 15501 toward Durham. Lots of traffic out there this time of day, and you can see a lot of rain coming down right there where Anthony is. And again, everybody's going to see this as we get through the next few hours as all this rain pushes eastward. Let's take a look at the radar, and you can see where that rain is right now. And you can see it's stretching from Raleigh northward and westward. If we take a look at our radar view, we can check out where that rain is right now. Are we able to switch systems and take a look at radar? How about, there we go. All right, so from Raleigh northward and westward, you're seeing that rain. Hasn't made it all the way to I-95 yet, but it's coming your way. Give it about another hour. It's really started to pick up some speed heading east just in the last 30 minutes or so. So seeing the rain now in Sanford, back down through, of course, we just saw it there at Pinehurst. I'm going to show you that again in a few minutes. Chatham County seeing the rain, and we're just starting to see it here in Wake County. We'll zoom in here. Durham, Raleigh, Henderson, even Roanoke Rapids beginning to see a little bit of that rain. But yeah, it's coming down in Pinehurst right now. It looks like this gentleman is out there with his putter, Jeff. Jeff, you know, it never rains on the golf course. I mean, right? Here comes our front that we've been tracking for a couple of days now. Did produce some severe storms back to our west. We're not going to see that. We'll see some steady to heavy rain on and off through the morning hours. Not likely to see any thunder or lightning with this. We'll push it on out through time, and you can see that rain becoming scattered as we get past lunchtime. Here's noon right now, and we'll move it ahead. It looks like it's possible that I was hoping for the fans heading to FanFest that we would see this tapering off by the middle of the afternoon. There's 2:30. Look at that. Arrive 4 or 5 o'clock. There's a little shower that tries to pop up again. So if you're headed to FanFest, just make sure you take your umbrella along with you because there could be a little shower that pops up even later this afternoon. It's warm and windy right now. Temperatures are in the 60s. Once the rain starts to move out by 4 or 5 o'clock, we'll see temperatures dropping into the 50s. We'll see a quick cool down. Sky's clear tonight and we'll drop down to around freezing. Here's a look. It is raining here on Fayetteville Street now. You can see people with their umbrellas. This is one of the stages. And, of course, the Ferris wheel all set up for FanFest today. 68 degrees. It's nice and warm. It's just going to be wet for a while. It's gusty, too. Our winds are gusting right now. 33 in Durham and Raleigh. The wind gusts are the white box on the right. The steady winds, look at that. We're steady at 26. The wind is really, really, really gusting out there right now. We're going to see the wind tapering off somewhat this afternoon, but still gusting up to around 25. So I'm not sure what the threshold is for the Ferris wheel, but at least for a little while, it's going to be pretty blustery out there. It's 59 in Roxborough. Everybody else, mid to upper 60s. Now, tomorrow, a whole different story. Sunny skies for the big game. We'll see temperatures in the mid-50s in the middle of the afternoon. And then at game time, looking at 40s. Mostly cloudy Sunday, but we begin a warm-up on Sunday. And we're back above normal Sunday into next week. We've got 81 in the forecast for Thursday. That would end up being the first 80-degree day so far this year.
You know, Elizabeth, if the game was today, I'd be worried about it for certain with that rain. But we're going to be okay with it, it looks like.
Absolutely.
We're in the final preparation stage right now. You see the countdown right here. A day left. Carter-Finley Stadium will be alive for that Stadium Series game tomorrow. Traffic will be building earlier in the day. Thousands of folks are going to get down there. I hear that chatter, all that buzz right now about folks going down and tailgating. WRL's Keenan Willard is ahead of it all at Carter-Finley right now with a look inside all the action. Keenan.
Emphasis on inside right now because this weather has taken a turn for the nasty, and you can see down on the ice they're ramping up their efforts to keep the water off of it. A second UTV coming out to try and just scrape it off and maintain it until the big game tomorrow. But just over there, right where those lights are in that pavilion, right through there is where the Fan Fest tomorrow is going to be held. This is not going to be an event that's open to the public. It's only going to be for people who have a ticket to tomorrow night's game. But still, thousands of fans expected to come into the parking lot, enjoy things like foods and drinks, tents to play games, and even to take pictures with the Stanley Cup, which will also be in attendance there. It's going to start around 2 o'clock. And even though this isn't open to the public, there will be implications for just regular people out driving around Wade Avenue, Blue Ridge, those major thoroughfares around. They could be severely backed up based on the number of people coming in tomorrow afternoon, as well as the fact that parking here is going to be first come, first serve. So that could be a little bit of a process and cause some backups around here. Regardless, event organizers say they're hoping this is going to be a great buildup for what should be an awesome, one-of-a-kind experience for outdoor hockey.
We have hockey games, one right behind me, which is the Accuracy Challenge. We have lots of sponsor activities with stick and hands where you can test your skills and try your trick shots.
And hopefully that game day weather experience is going to be a little bit nicer than it is right now. I know fans are looking forward to it. That Fan Fest is going to end about half an hour before puck drop. Back to you.
New this morning, more people are being pulled safely from the rubble more than 10 days after that deadly earthquake struck Syria and Turkey.
Hadiyet, how are you, my life?
Brother, where are you?
I am in the hospital. They will send me wherever necessary.
My goodness, it is just so heartbreaking. New video shows a 33-year-old man calling his friend after he was rescued 261 hours after that quake hit. The man was one of four people rescued overnight, including a 12-year-old boy. First responders say it's unlikely many more lives will be saved. As of this morning, more than 43,000 people have died from that earthquake.
Today marks 2 weeks since a Norfolk Southern train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in Ohio. EPA Administrator Michael Regan met with people who lived there yesterday. And Regan is a Goldsboro native who previously served as Secretary of the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality. Neighbors shared concerns with him over the town's air quality, and Regan insists he won't abandon them.
I'm very clear when I say as long as it takes. We will go through this process with the citizens of East Palestine for as long as it takes. The federal government will be here for as long as it takes.
We need President Biden. We need FEMA housing. People were getting sick. We should not have been let back into town until all of this was done.
Right now, officials say there's no evidence of exposure to hazardous materials.
Happening today, the newest theme park land is opening at Universal Studios in Hollywood, based on the iconic video games made by Nintendo. Ashley Dvorkin gives us a look inside the new Super Nintendo World.
Universal Studios Hollywood Super Nintendo World is looking to take the park experience to the next level. And we're here at Mushroom Kingdom to bring you a preview. Let's go. It's an iconic video game franchise brought to life.
I've had the joy of actually watching some 5-year-olds and some 65-year-olds walk in the land and kind of drop their knees and sometimes weep. So it's actually just seeing the whole kinetic energy. It's incredibly colorful. It's activated.
Just like the games, guests enter the theme land through a green pipe, then immerse themselves into the magical Mushroom Kingdom.
What happens when you first come in through Peach's Castle, you discover Bowser Jr., very bad boy, he has stolen Peach's golden mushroom. So your task, should you choose to accept it, is to try to help her get it back. So we have four key challenges that you can play, and if you get three or more of those, then you can go in Bowser Jr., another interactive, which is really incredible, and try to help get that back.
There are no rules on how to experience the land.
We encourage exploration, adventure. You see a little stairway off the side, go up there, find a hidden tap point. And we learn by playing. You can get coins by tapping punch blocks. You can talk to the characters and get stamps. And don't forget, you're in a game. So when you talk to the characters, they know your score. They know how well you're doing. And then you can go over the tap points that I said and find out how you're doing against the competition.
Game on! The main attraction is the Mario Kart Bowser's Challenge.
And that's a completely different experience with augmented reality and all the layers. And it's nothing that you've ever seen.
Wow, that looks fun. And we have a live look here of Super Nintendo World on your screen. That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting. Super Nintendo World is also planned for Universal Studios in Orlando as well. This is popular, Jeff.
Another one had opened last year in Japan, right?
Yeah.
I just want to hear the music.
I know.
Super Mario Brothers
music. I love it.
You don't
it's
forget
so fun.
That tune, right?
No.
Back in a moment.